From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio. The Trump administration wants to cut $9 billion from the federal education budget. That's about 13%. That includes more than $1 billion for after-school programs for kids in poor neighborhoods. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
For almost two decades, the 21st Century Community Learning Centers program has provided federal grants for after-school and summer programs. The Trump administration says there's not enough evidence that those grants have raised student achievement. But Eric Peterson with the After School Alliance says there are many benefits.
After-school programs, you know, keep young people safe. They help working parents and really provide that passion and spark for learning.
Other cuts include $2.4 billion for teacher development and reductions to programs for low-income college students. Michael Petrilli with the conservative Fordham Institute says the cuts represent less than 1% of all public school spending.
Education funding as a whole has gone up dramatically over the last several decades, and we have not seen results improve as a result of that investment.
Still, presidents' budgets are often dead on arrival once they get to Congress, he says. And Republicans facing re-election next year may be skittish about making big cuts. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.